Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Herb Warple, Managing Editor. Today, we're talking with Warren Lupson, Director of Education with Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute. In this podcast, Warren will discuss the upcoming HVACR and Mechanical Conference and update us on the state of HVACR education. We'll see you on the other side. Well, good afternoon, Warren. It's a pleasure having you join us today. Can you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Thank you, Herb, for inviting me in. My job at AHRI is the Director of Education. I've been involved in the education area I've been teaching as an adjunct in a community college for the last 23 years. I was a contractor, but have sold my business many years ago, and I've been heavily involved totally in education and training of our industry.
As Director of Education at AHRI, you're heavily involved in the upcoming HVACR and Mechanical Conference for Education Professionals, which is set to return to Colorado March 11th through 13th. Warren, this really is one of the HVACR industry's premier events, isn't it?
That is correct. It's an event that for the last 18 years has been put on, and it's sponsored by all the major trade associations in the HVACR industry. Just because we know we need to keep these instructors and, you know, up to date on what's happening out there with equipment, the laws, you know, and trying to get them current for what they have to teach their students.
Can you go into a little bit more detail and give us maybe a quick rundown of the event and what attendees will experience?
Well, the event is a 2.5-day solid hard-working event. We have three keynote sessions that go on. This particular year, the first session on Monday happens to be, she's the president with the National Association of Manufacturers, and she was the responsible party for the skills assessment test that they've come up in advanced manufacturing. And if anybody's watched what happened in that part of the world, it is just unbelievable how they've taken the educational people on and have improved what they're doing for manufacturing. And when I talk about manufacturing, I'm talking about heating, air conditioning, cars, airplanes, you name it. So she is our keynote speaker on Monday. Our keynote for Tuesday, to keep everybody up to date, is the Association of Career and Technical Education's Government Affairs fellow, Steve DeWitt. We'll be talking about Perkins and a lot of things that's happening with the federal government for instructors and administrators of schools, along with Dave Calabrese from AHRI talking about the changes that are happening in our industry, with government regulations, regional standards, refrigerant issues and stuff, along with probably about 35 to 40 workshops going on during those 2.5 days. And it ends with NATE, ICE, and RSES testing at no charge to the instructors, just so they know what the industry is really looking for. So it's pretty, you know, heavily impact, a lot of work, a lot of time. The instructors get so much out of it that I think it's just so important for our industry to keep the instructors up to date.
Well, we'll certainly be in attendance, and while we're there, we're going to be honoring the winners of our Best Instructor in our Best Trainer contests, Michael Leonard and Chris Mohaly, respectively. I know you think very highly of these gentlemen, right, Warren?
That is, you are 100% correct. I've known Chris for many, many years, and I tell you what, if you want to talk about premier trainers, and, you know, that give their life to ensuring that the trainers that are out there, you know, they're the train-the-trainer type of people, and the importance of getting these young people in our industry up to, you know, speed that's necessary. It's just, a pleasure, and I'm happy that I'm part of the group that, you know, helps review and helps pick these people. And if people think this is an easy job, they're mistaken. We have so many great instructors out there.
Absolutely. Shifting gears a little bit, you've been around for a long time and have as good of a grasp on the industry as anyone I've talked to. Based on your experience, how does today's HVACR industry compare to the past? Are we in good shape?
Well, the industry should be in good shape, but unfortunately we are short so many qualified working people in our industry, whether from the manufacturing side, the wholesale side, the, you know, the service, the installation, the maintenance, the building operators. We are running into such a tremendous problem because there's going to be this large shortage of people in our industry with the knowledge that they need today. You know, our industry has become very technical, and I think one of the keys that we see in the whole educational world, and that is vocational education is gone. What we have is a career in technical education. You know, this is a career. It's very technical. People need to have a lot more knowledge than they used to have. Equipment's becoming much more complicated and required to do so many more things just to save the energy that the manufacturers and the government are pushing us to be in.
There's certainly an abundance of jobs available, but the youth just aren't connecting with the industry. The acclaim seems to be missing. Why is that so, and how do we fix that?
Well, I think the so part is that parents do not look at HVACR, plumbing, the mechanical trades, the electrical trades, you know, all these trades as being the great jobs that they are and the kind of money that can be made in it. They want to push their, you know, children into going into a four-year institution, you know, getting some kind of high-level degree, even though today, in reality, our stuff that we work on requires some kind of degree or some kind of continuing education or what we call post-secondary education, which could be a college, community college. It could be a for-profit or a not-for-profit school. It's the manufacturer's training. It's the wholesale distribution training that goes on. And, you know, but to get parents to look at this as being something that's important is very hard. What they're used to seeing is somebody coming out of their basement or out of their attic, dirty and sweaty, and they just say, that's not what I want my child to have. But yet I know a lot of people who are service technicians that make a whole lot more money than their parents who have doctorates and stuff. So, you know, we just need to change the mindset, and not only in our industry. I mean, you know, it's in a lot of the industries, the construction industry, the manufacturing industry. There are just so many opportunities, and they're good-paying jobs with good futures.
You mentioned some of the technical skills that are required nowadays, and working with contractors here at the News, we talk to a lot of contractors, and they're quick to point out that many of today's technicians lack the knowledge or the soft skills necessary to be successful in this industry. What do you attribute that to, and is there an easy fix for that?
Well, you know, I don't think anything has an easy fix anymore. The soft skills are just as important as the technical skills. And I think if I look, I'm involved with the local chapter of ACCA in the Washington, D.C. area with their apprenticeship program. You look at what ACCA, PHCC, and RSES has done with their four-year programs that they offer to their chapters and to people. Every one of us has a soft skills part to it, a customer skills requirement. And it has to be there because people need to understand how to communicate with each other, how to listen to what the customer is saying. You know, the customer has a whole lot more knowledge than people think. And especially now that customers look up things on the internet and come up with a whole lot of bad information, you know, the technician today has to have that communication skills to explain to the customer what's really happening.
Okay, of all those organizations you mentioned, you didn't mention North American Technician Excellence, but they do offer continuing education that's key to today's technician, right?
That's correct. NATE is our high-level, you know, test. It's a certification. It's for the person with some industry knowledge, has been around. It's for that upper-level person, and NATE is definitely part of our conference, and that's why we offer their testing. And, you know, NATE is a stone that the people need to get to. When they look at the industry itself, they have to look at the fact that, you know, they might get some education, some schooling and everything. And as an industry, we offer them the industry competency exam, the ICE exam, and that's for an entrance-level person. And then we have the person that goes into you know, the school system and everything goes a little bit further, and then they have an end of program type of test that they might have. But then if they've been in the industry for a year or 2 years as a journey person going for the NAEP test and all the different disciplines NAEP has, is, you know, that's bring them up to that next goal, you know, and then probably right after that, they can start looking, if they're a member of RSES, is looking at it being a CM or a CMS test, which is even a little higher level than that. So, you know, the industry and NAEP, you know, I've been involved with NAEP since day one. It's 16 years old now, or getting up to be 16 years old. It is really the premier test. You know, it's just an unbelievable certification, and we're requiring 60 continuing education credits per discipline. You know, you can see how the industry says this is an important area for the students, the instructors, the technicians, and everybody to keep and maintain. And they just keep growing. And they are one of our sponsors, along with ACCA, PHCC, RSES, IAQA, you know, National AFL Filtration Association, HRAI out of Canada. You know, I can go on and on. ACT, the Association of Career and Technical Education, Skills USA, PARA, which is our partnership of air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration accreditation. I mean, this is truly the industry event paid for by the industry. And it's part of what we call the goods. You know, it's governed, owned, operated, you know, and delivered by the industry.
Sounds like a great event. We're definitely looking forward to spending some time there with you and the others in attendance. So, Warren, kind of wrapping this up, combining everything we've talked about, how do you describe the state of HVACR education? And can you do that in one sentence? I know that's a loaded question.
How do you describe it in one sentence? That's a tough one. I will just say this. If somebody is looking for a future that has to do with a lot of what's going to happen in our world with energy consumption and everything, the HVAC industry is the key. And we are the key to saving energy and providing what's most important, and that's the comfort and health and welfare of our, you know, of the people.
And the future is bright.
The future is brighter than anybody can really imagine. You know, I'm lucky enough to see things coming down the pike. Right now I'm at an annual meeting for three major trade associations doing it together. It just shows you how important our industry is.
Well, thanks, Warren. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
I would just hope that they would look at what the industry provides, you know, and I'm talking about what probably people have no clue about, and that's our new thing. We have an HVACR industry educational foundation, you know, it's actually the Workforce Development Foundation. Major trade associations have just started this, right, because we need to get the workforce that's important for us to continue our industry on the upward move we have.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time today, Warren. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Herb, and we appreciate the AC News and all they're doing to this industry and for making that stuff available to instructors all over the world.
You bet. Have a great day, Warren.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to our conversation with Warren Lupson, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers podcast series, which are available to download for free on iTunes. For more information on the news or to scan our wide podcast archive, visit www.achrnews.com.